This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And this morning I want to begin a study with you of the purpose of baptism as it is taught in the New Testament. And I want to suggest that the place to go to find out the purpose for baptism is not in passages which do not mention it. In other words, what I'm suggesting here at this point is that you cannot find the purpose of being baptized in a passage such as Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, in which Paul says, "Being therefore justified by faith, let us have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, it certainly, of course, is true that this passage makes clear that one is justified by faith. But it does not make clear that one is justified by faith before and without being baptized. If it can be established, as I am certain that it can be, that one is to be baptized according to New Testament teaching in order to be saved, then it would be quite obvious that one is not saved the very moment he believes. Now, in past studies, we have spent considerable time in looking at the fact that one is not saved by faith alone, he is not saved by dead faith, that is, separate and apart from acts of obedience or separate and apart from works, as we read in James chapter 2, verse 24 and verse 26. We also have seen that one is not saved by faith out of Christ, but rather in Christ. And so while we emphasize the necessity of the grace of God and the necessity of faith, we must not make the mistake of holding that we can be saved before and without doing what the Bible plainly teaches that we must do. And so today I want to begin a study that will carry us through several days of looking at various passages in the New Testament which have to do with baptism. In other words, these passages actually mention baptism and actually do make clear what the purpose of being baptized is. And I call your attention, first of all, to the Great Commission as given by Jesus in Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verse 18. Here the Lord makes clear that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto him. And he then gives the instruction to his disciples, "Go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now notice that in this particular passage, the Lord instructs his disciples that they are to make disciples out of other people by teaching and baptizing them. And note carefully that they are to be baptized into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I'm reading from the American Standard Version, which takes recognition of the Greek preposition eis here, which means into, rather than simply in. Men are to be baptized into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Spirit. Now we turn to Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, and again we have an account of the Great Commission. Jesus says, beginning with verse 15, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." Now the importance of the Great Commission simply cannot be overrated. Note that Jesus did not say, "Go ye into all the world and persuade men to become religious." Men were religious long before Jesus ever came. He didn't come to make men religious. He didn't come to persuade men to simply accept some religious message. Nor did he tell his disciples to simply go out and preach a religious message. He rather told them, "Go preach the gospel." Now we do not have time today to go into the details of Mark 16:16 as concerns the importance of baptism, but be with us tomorrow if you will, and we will consider it.